ABC Radio Australia.
Police in Solomon Islands say they're cracking down on cases of alleged corruption involving politicians, despite the government's delay in setting up an independent commission against corruption. As Bindi Bryce reports, the latest development has seen police arrest a high-ranking government official in Makura province, who's now facing charges of misappropriating nearly half a million Solomon dollars.
The arrest of Hippolyte Taramai, a former national minister in Solomon Islands, is generating plenty of interest in the local media. Assistant Police Commissioner Ian Viviso says their investigation was sparked 3 years ago after local villagers from his Makura constituency alerted them.
So in 2015, the Royal Solomon Island Police Force received complaints from people in that constituency. They arrested and charged the former member of the parliament with to council corruption-related charges. This was in relation to alleged misappropriation of around $500,000.
It's alleged that Mr. Taramai misappropriated exactly $474,872 Solomon dollars, or roughly 80,000 Australian, between 2011 and 2013. Money that Assistant Commissioner Viviso says was granted to the constituency to help locals plant trees and develop local farming.
They are the ones who brought the issue up because they never had received those funding through, although they have their names listed for the payouts for that scheme.
Mr. Taramai's case is still before the courts, but it comes with a strong statement from the Solomons Police Commissioner, Matthew Varley, who has said there are many more ongoing investigations into allegations of corruption. Assistant Police Commissioner Viviso, who is heavily involved in the National Corruption Investigation Team, again.
Corruption was rife in Solomon Islands, as everyone knows. Looking at the arrest, for us, is a big achievement for the Royal Solomon Island Police Force because this is a continuous effort. You know, we were about to celebrate our 40 years of independence in the country, so it is a big achievement for us, and it is still a long way for us to fight these corruptions in the country.
Ruth Lilagula from Transparency International Solomon Islands agrees.
The police now needs to be commended because they are doing their work, and that the people are more confident now with the right information being given to them. At least they are taking up this challenge.
Ruth Lilagula believes it's becoming more difficult for government officials to get away with corrupt practices because more people are reporting them to the police.
We've seen, maybe not as much as we would like to, but it's gathering momentum in terms of reporting, also in terms of speaking up against corrupt conduct and corrupt activities. The people in the rural areas do not know owe anyone for their survival, and therefore they have the courage to stand up and speak when they've got the right information.
But Ms. Lilagula says efforts to tackle corruption are still being held back by the fact the government's anti-corruption bill still hasn't passed. It would pave the way for an independent commission against corruption, a body that would have the power to prevent, investigate and prosecute corruption offences.
Politicians are very hesitant about passing this bill, and they have also put in certain provisions, in my view, that are not acceptable. And also it's seen by our people that they are protecting themselves from being charged with corruption or from being investigated.
Mr. Viviso agrees while there are still challenges of investigating corruption allegations, overall he believes it is getting easier for police.
The environment that we operated in is not really that helpful to us sometimes. But yes, we have received a lot of reports coming through as people started to have trust and confidence in the manner that we investigate these corruption cases.